Okay, so well, first of all, thank you for coming here. We are very pleased to have you here today. And before starting the session, we would like to introduce him because we know that he has a very deep experience, and it makes a lot of sense to understand him, who he is, and why he has come today.
Okay.
Here, okay. So, basically speaking, Mike Blackman is the Managing Director of the Integrated Systems Europe Exhibition on Audiovisual and Integration Systems. Mr. Blackman has more than 35 years of experience in the technology industry and in the organization of international events. For the last 17 years, he has focused on the audiovisual sector and the exhibition Integrated Systems Europe, which began in a single exhibition hall in Geneva in 2004. In 2018, the event was decided to move from Barcelona to Barcelona, to the Fira of Barcelona exhibition complex. In 2020, Installation International magazine recognized Mike Blackman as the most influential person in the audiovisual industry. This is just a brief summary, but please, before starting, a big applause for him, please.
So, firstly, thank you for inviting me and taking the time to listen to me. And as I've already said, I think you're embarking on a really one of the most exciting subject areas. I want to tell you a little bit about what ISE is about, what we do in terms of organizing it, and why it's relevant for what you're learning and what you're doing as well. But let's start and give you a little bit of taste of what AV is and what it's about. And because I'm in AV, we use a lot of audio, video, and visuals. There we go. We have no sound?
Yeah. Yes, we will fix it right now.
So that's just a taste of what ISE is. And what I'd like to say is AV touches everything. You know, you're using AV here to study. You're seeing it in your homes and using TVs, or if you have the chance to be in a smart home. When you go into the hospitality business, the hotels are using AV for their meeting spaces, for their guest rooms, for their receptions, for all over. And you're seeing more and more of this actually you know, becoming more and more relevant in the way business has been done. I want to go through today and cover things, firstly, about why in-person events are important and why there's a future for what we do. And that's why I'm here today. I was offered the chance to do this as online, and I'm a real advocate of getting back into face-to-face business and face-to-face events. That's what we do. That's what you're going to be doing. I want to tell you a little bit about what AV is about, what it is, what ISE is, and then a little bit about how we plan such an event, what we're doing, how my organization is structured, who does what, and what opportunities there are in our business. Then we'll talk a little bit about how we do our promotion, how we deal with our exhibitors, how we deal with our attendees, our speakers, and really give you a bit of an overview of what our business is about. So first thing about in-person events. Well, people have been telling me for ages that in-person events will die, that exhibitions, particularly in this digital age where we can find everything on the internet, we can Google almost anything you need to know about, why should you go to a trade show? Why should you be there? Well, it's changed, you know, the way we're doing things. Can you imagine 20 years ago thinking about electric cars or even flying cars? Next year you're going to see flying cars. You're going to see things that we just never imagined would be there. That was the future. That was Star Trek and things like this. But it's real. So This means that there are more things around for us now. Now, exhibitions have been actually around for more than 2,500 years. They started off with the Phoenicians. They created a trading place where buyers and sellers came together. They created a place where the guys who were selling their pots and pans or carpets could actually find the people who wanted to buy them. And that's exactly what we do in the event business. We create a place to bring sellers and buyers together. The marketplace, but a bit more sophisticated than that. And it doesn't matter whether it's a show like ISE, which is about audiovisual, whether it's a show about motor cars or tourism. We're bringing buyers and sellers together. We're bringing people together to create business. So why face-to-face? Well, can you imagine, I don't know, you've all got your friends. You all, you like to get together and meet people. I don't know how many of you, if you get in your course, if Maslow is part of that. Maslow created this triangle of needs, and it's basically said the basics were food, shelter, the things, you know, that you just die if you don't have. But then you rise to certain parts of elements of how, you know, eventually you get to someone like Warren Buffett where you can actually say, actually, I've got everything I need, I want to give things back. But in between, there's those things about warmth, about meeting people, about having this nearness. And that's part of our physiology, part of our psychology. And we need this. And this is what happens about doing business. Doing business face-to-face, shaking hands, touching people, is really important. That's why face-to-face events will survive. Because when we want to do business, we want to see people and look at them in the eye. We want to shake their hands and know we've made a good deal and can actually say, yes, I'm happy with him. I know what he's like. And you can't do that on screen. That's why we have a future in making face-to-face. The other factor is that exhibitions are probably one of the biggest drivers of trade. Almost every industry has an exhibition as a place where the key buyers and sellers come together to actually distribute. And you know, you won't have TVs in the stores here unless there's somebody in Spain who says, I'm bringing those from Japan or from Spain, wherever, to actually show that. So we're bringing those buyers together, can actually bring the elements that are for our day-to-day lives or however we want to move on as well. So what is AV? Well, I started already to actually say something about that. Oral and visual, seeing and hearing, everything that encompasses what you're doing to create experiential experiences, experiential feelings. That's what AV is about. So can you imagine, for you guys, probably more important now, you see it. When you go to the local stores, go to the high street, whether I don't know if Girona has a place where you have like Paseo de Gracia, and you go to the most of the modern stores now, like Abercrombie and Fitch or whichever, and they're using digital screens. They're actually bringing their collections and showing them to you and giving you the experience of everything they have. If you go to a Tesla showroom now, you will only see three cars. And they look at A1 locations, the prime locations. So they can't afford a showroom with 50 cars. They have three cars, and the rest is being presented with AV. When you go into a hotel meeting space, you will find screens, cameras, the way to actually take this meeting elsewhere as well, the audio to help you hear what's going on. So it's touching all parts of our lives. But we cover two parts of AV. Here is something that shows a little bit about one of our associations, AVIXA, and how they approach AV. Thank you. So that's showing you some different aspects of AV. So one part that we cover in ISE is residential. We see two parts, residential and commercial. Most of what you will experience in your lives will be commercial AV. But once you get to the point where, if you're not there already, you get your own homes and decide, I want a wow smart home. I'm sure, who hasn't heard of the term smart home? Smart homes are intelligent homes. Whether it's, my home is a smart, that's actually my living room. And you'll see touch panels around where I control the audio in the whole house. I can control the shutters, the blinds, the heating. I have a central audio system for the whole house. And I can decide, if I'm having a party, do I want techno in the living room and classic in the bedroom and play all different things on one central server? It controls the cameras that show, do the security. So things that will make the home smart, solar panels on the roof to give you energy saving. These are what smart home's about. So we cover all aspects of the residential part of AV. And then we cover the commercial part of AV. You saw in the first video, the second video, talking about education, retail, hospitality, corporate meeting spaces, etc. That's corporate AV. And there will be names that you know, like Samsung, LG, Sony, and names you won't know, like companies like Crestron, who make all the bits and bobs that connect it all together and make it work. So that's what commercial AV, and we cover all aspects of that. And you will find in your lives, and particularly in your career in hospitality, that corporate AV will really be part of what you do. So what's ISE about? Well, as I mentioned already, it's all about what we do, bringing that all together. It's now the largest audiovisual technology show in the world. We started it in Geneva with 120 exhibitors. We, before COVID, we'd reached 1,400. In 2 weeks' time, ISE will be here in Barcelona. We'll have over 800 exhibitors. We're recovering. The show has moved from, started in Geneva, moved to Amsterdam, went to Brussels, back to Amsterdam, where we stayed for many years, and then we outgrew that city. There weren't enough hotels, the exhibition center was too small, we had troubles getting flights, enough flights to bring people in, and we needed a new home. And after doing a request around to the various, first we looked to see which exhibition centers around Europe were large enough, not only to give us the capacity we needed, but to give us the future growth. We then looked to see, does that city have enough hotel space to bring normally 80,000 people into the city? What is the reputation of the hotels, the hospitality, people like you? How do you look after your customers? And then we looked at other aspects, flights, you know, what is the charisma of the city? Is it somewhere people want to go? And we finally made the decision to come to Barcelona. So, I mentioned already, it's going to touch your lives. It's going to be quite a key part of hospitality and my sector. Whether you're creating events, whether you're in the hotel business, whether you're in the restaurant business, AV is going to be part of what you do. Whether it creates the atmosphere or just helps you in managing customer experiences and customer satisfaction, it's going to be part of what touches you. And more hotels are changing the way they're using AV. More and more restaurants are changing the way they use AV. Whether it's a sports bar that's showing soccer or something that's just creating digital images to create a nice environment. These things are happening in the hospitality business. So how do we make a show? Where do we start? What are we doing to actually create that? Well, we start off with four parts of our organization: sales, marketing, operations, and administration. The first part is we've chosen our subject. Our subject is audiovisual. So the sales department will go out there and find out which companies are, firstly, who are what we call the bellwethers. Invariably, what happens is that when you start something like this, everybody looks to see who are the leading companies in the business, because they'll follow them. So in our business, the bellwethers are companies like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, Sony. We get them on board first, and that's the sales department. And they're trying to acquire these exhibitors and bring them into the show to actually say, okay, we have the place for you. We will rent an exhibition space, like Fira Barcelona. We will then resell that space to these companies to actually take positions in there, and it varies, depends on the size of the company. Samsung, for example, has 1,000 square meters. They're our biggest customer. And that's this room here is probably about 100 square meters. So think of a space that's, 10 times this space. Actually, smaller than 100, but at least 10 times this space that company is taking, and they're building on two levels as well. And then we have smaller companies that only take 6 square meters. That's the space here around this desk. So it varies. It depends on the size of the company and what they want to show. The second part we have to do with this is we're creating a marketplace. So they're the guys coming and putting their market stalls out and selling their products. Now we have to find the people who are going to buy. And we get that from our customers. They tell us, we find out from them, who are your customers? Who do you want to reach here? Who do you want to sell to? And then we will acquire a list, we'll create media plans, we'll find out the publications that are relevant for the business. And then we start to bring those people in together and actually say, okay, here we have brought both sides together. Our operations department are the ones who actually have to take care of everything on site. So they have to make sure the customers get electricity, they get water, or whatever they need to build their stands. We don't build the stands. We can supply the stands for them. But generally, big companies will have a stand constructor, they'll have an architect that creates that for them. And a 1,000 square meter stand from someone like Samsung can cost millions. So this is sort of an investment they're putting into it. And they're looking for ROI, they're looking for a return on that investment. If they're spending 5 million on participating at ISE, they want to make sure that's well invested. And that's well invested when we bring the right customers to them, that they go away and say, we did business, or we found new customers, we found the way to actually make it work. And then on the back end of that, we have to make our money. We have to firstly put all this together. We create a list for the suppliers, all the partners involved. We have to charge them money for that, how we do our space. The accounting takes part of managing all of that. So we already talked about the promotion. Two parts of promotion. The first part is acquiring the exhibitors. A lot of that's done by getting on the computer and Googling and looking to see who are the companies who are involved. Going to other shows, looking at magazines, finding out who are the people, who are the main companies involved in our business. Then we have to create a plan of, say, how do we acquire them? So we'll use the publications that they use to promote ourselves. We'll do telephone acquisition. We'll do emailing. So we'll use all the different promotional platforms to do the acquisition of customers. Even going out to visit them as well. That's always very effective to actually call these companies. Can I come and see you? We want to talk to you about an opportunity for you to increase your business. So my sales team will go out to meet these people and present ISE to them. Then we get the other part, which is we have to bring the customers. So we've already found out from our exhibitors who are the key people that they want to meet. Now we have to find out, how do we reach those people? They've given us profiles. In the residential sector, they want to meet architects, they want to meet interior designers, they want to meet house builders, all those people who are involved in the construction and reselling of properties. And in the commercial sector, we're talking also to architects, consulting engineers, those people actually create these buildings and create the facilities. Here, we want to talk to the lecturers who are using AV, we want to talk to the AV department who are actually managing the equipment. But also we need to talk to the dean, because he's the one who has to actually say, yes, I will actually approve the money being spent there. on there. So these are all the people we want to bring to it. We want to talk to you as well, because you're the future. Eventually, you're going to be in a position where you're deciding in companies what you're doing, what sort of AV equipment or facilities you need for your job. So we want to influence you for the future as well in that. Now, we have to make it interesting. So we have a department that creates the content. They will actually look and say, we're not just going to send you a mail and say, come to ISE, because you'll say, why? So when I talk to you, I say, come to ISE, because we're going to show you the best way for you to actually create your future in hospitality. That wakes you up. You say, actually, that makes sense for me now. We'll talk to the dean and say, you want to make your university the best place to learn and have the best learning facilities, come to ISE and learn about that. So they'll create content, they'll create conferences, they'll create features within the show, things which we would, if you'd like to actually, I try to equate it by saying, we're like a magazine. The magazine has advertising, let's say it's Vogue, it has advertising from all the manufacturers of clothing and fashion, where you'll look to see who's got the latest stuff. But that's not enough. You want to read about this as well. You want to hear from the people who actually are not trying to sell you something, but trying to educate you and tell you why that's the best fashion, why that's the newest bag, why this is worth that value, that amount of money. That's what our content creation department do. They're the ones who create the editorial. We talk to people. We try and find specialists who will come and talk to you. We're not the specialists. We're the facilitators. We put it together. We'll find the people who have the best knowledge to actually try and explain to you why this is interesting. Our conferences, you'll see at ISE, digital signage and retail. So I talked already about, I don't know how many of you, if you go to a train station or an airport, you'll see the notice boards that are electronic that tell you where the flight's going or where you have to be, or advertising is part of that. That's digital signage. Control rooms. Have you ever seen in an airport the tower where they're watching all the aircraft and showing, managing everything? That's a control room. And airports have them, police stations have them, fire stations have them, oil companies have them, and it's all digital, and they're managing not only images of maybe camera pictures, but information. And they're bringing that through, there's a lot behind it, but they bring it back through into one place where they manage the whole facility. That's what control room's about. Smart workplace, well, that's the future now. We're all using computers. We're all using video conferencing. We're using collaboration tools to learn, to do our work, to communicate with our families, whether at home. That's what smart workplace is more to actually say, the future of how you collaborate, how you work, how you're using the new learning facilities or working facilities. Smart buildings, I've already talked about. There's a building in Belfast that has been termed as the smartest building in the world. And the employees walk in and they have a chip in their pocket. And as they walk through the door, it knows it's me. And I'm registered in the system. Mike Blackman's in the building. And when I get to the elevator opens up, and I go in, and it takes me to the floor where I work, without touching anything. And it notices also, if there's an emergency or a fire, I've left the building or I'm still in the building. So when the fire brigade comes, they can say, well, there are still 10 people in the building we need to look for. This is what smart building's about. It's managing the heating. If it's a sunny day, and you don't want it to be too hot in here, it will change the windows and put turn the windows dark in the glass or close the shutters. But if it's a cold day and it's sunny, it will open those windows or open the glass to let the heat in. So they're saving money on heating. It's managing solar cells and the energy from those solar cells to actually heat, manage or cool the building. These are what smart buildings are as well. And it's the future of where we're going with that. Museums. You will see at ISE this year, we have a conference on museums. We have some features. We'll have an immersive art gallery, a 650 square meter room where you're in it. There's projection on the floor, the walls and the ceiling, and audio. And we have Virtual Van Gogh, Virtual Monet, Virtual Klimt, Virtual Hockney, and it's a new way to experience art. Museums are having to change because traditionally the visitors to museums are older people who are retired, and they're struggling now, particularly in the pandemic. Firstly, they're struggling to actually get younger people to come and make it interesting. And secondly, even when the older people come, how do I get them back next week? Because if I've got a collection which is physical and needs a lot of changing, it means I can't get that person back the following week, because what will they see that's new? So museums and galleries are changing into digital art, digital technology to actually enhance. You can't change a 1,000-year-old vase that you have in a museum. That will still stay the same. But what you learn about how that vase was made and where it came from and the history of it can be presented digitally and make it more interesting. And this is where these facilities are going to. And then we have digital learning. That's what you're doing here. Many of you in the last 2 years have probably been doing this at home. But even when you're doing it here, I'm sure the university has a central server where all the presentations, if I'm a lecturer, it doesn't matter which room I go to, I can actually find my presentation from the server and pull it up here. I've got here a camera that can actually allow people outside to be part of this as well. That's what digital learning is about as well. So this is where commercial AV changes. So then we've got to promote what we're doing. We have to try and make sure people know about all of this. And we have different media platforms. We're using direct mail. We still use physical mail. It helps. But we're doing more and more of what we're doing online. Print is still important for our business. And we're using national media, print media. We're using publications which are specific to vertical markets, whether it's something for an architect or something for a retailer or someone from the airport authority. We're using the publications that they will read to try and attract them and let them see what we're doing for their business and why it's important for them to come to our show. And then we're learning in our business. I'm employing more people now who are more skilled in online marketing, in using digital media, because that's the new way of reaching people. We're learning about it. We're doing a lot more digital marketing, a lot more to actually attract our younger audiences through digital marketing. So it's something new which we're learning. We're doing email, newsletters, banners in the pub, on websites, every platform, digital platform that we can find, Facebook, LinkedIn, Sing, Twitter, all the social media platforms are being used as a way to promote ISE. So then we get to the point where we've got all our exhibitors, we've got all our attendees, we've got people who are going to come and talk, but we have to take care of them. We have to manage them. We have to make sure that, firstly, we've got a program in place and they know where they've got to be. They've got the attendees who are coming. They need to find their way around. ISE takes, this year, only 5 halls of Fira Gran Via. We expect in the next couple of years it will be 8 halls. These are huge spaces. Can you imagine walking around here and you don't know the number of your classroom? How are you going to find the lecture you want to go to? So we number the stands, we create wayfinding, navigation, to let people know how to find what they need to find. We help them promote, we promote beforehand with apps, with online promotion, with our website, to actually show which companies are at ISE, what they have of interest to you, because there'll be things in there that may not make any interest. And what's more boring is to find things you're not interested in. So with 800 exhibitors, we say, we need to tell you who's there and which ones are interesting to you. So try to show in a little bit like a flow chart to say how things work for us. So as I mentioned before, we start with our exhibitors. They go through the process of once they've been gone through our sales team, they've been identified, then they go into our administration system where we register them, we give them their stand numbers, We give them access to our back office where they can order anything they need, furniture, electricity, water, rigging, whatever they need to make their participation at the exhibition work. Then we want to make our money, as I said, and we have to charge them for it. So that then goes through our accounting. The accounting will then feed that back through into the operations department, who will actually make sure that those offers, those services they've ordered, everything they've done, goes into the system and back through the administration, back through accounting, they can charge for it. And then the exhibitor is then has all the information he needs to create his participation. This has been very simplified because what I'm trying to tell you now is years of learning, but I'm trying to do it in half an hour. And a high level, but on the basics, that's the basic of what we do and how it goes on. Then we talk about our attendees. We don't physically talk to many of our attendees. Sometimes situations like this, we do. But when you've got 80,000 people, you've got to do this through quite anonymous marketing. We will be reaching with you. We know who you are. So we'll be doing promotion and trying to reach you, but then we need to put you into our system. The first thing we do is attract you to our website, because all of our registration is online. We have a system where once you go in, you feed your information in. We want to know who exactly who you are. We know you're university students. We know you're in this hospitality course. You're doing a bachelor's in MICE in the hospitality. But we don't know who you are. We want to know, are you a woman? Are you a man? How old are you? Are there any specific areas of interest that you have that are relevant to the way you want to move forward in your learning, your business, etc.? Because when we do further marketing, we just don't want to throw junk at you. If you tell us you're interested in the hotel business, then we want to throw the information about hotels to you so we keep your interest and don't bore you. And again, we then bring you to the exhibition centre. We bring you to Fair of Barcelona, and we want to show you the exhibition. We want to show you the customers and bring you around there. So once you're there, we need the wayfinding. We have physical things like maps, show guides, everything so that you can do your way, find your way around and find what you need to see. All that's being managed by our operations department once you're there. They're taking care of all the wayfinding. They're taking care of the registration on site. They're trying to make sure that we have things like restaurants available. You want to eat. If you're spending a whole day at the exhibition centre, you need to eat. They want to make sure that we can actually manage how many people are in the different halls as well, so it doesn't get too crowded and too uncomfortable. So everything that takes care of you once you get there gets done by that department and the various service departments, whether it's a caterer, whether it's security, or, you know, the people who clean the toilets. You know, everything that goes on that part gets taken care of by them. So we're trying to actually manage people through the different departments, taking care of it, taking care of the people who are attending, taking care of our exhibitors and our speakers. And when we get to our speakers, these are very special. Now, you can imagine some people come along and they say, actually, I'll do this for you for nothing. But then we might say, we want Barack Obama. And his people say, well, cost you $1 million. And it can be everything between on, you know, who you get. I'm very cheap. But they need to be taken care of. So the marketing department will look and choose the subject areas. They say, actually, because we've got students from University of Girona who want to learn about hospitality, let's get one of the big hotel owners in Spain who's using AV to come and tell you about how they're actually making their business work. Because that's something you might want to learn about. And that's something where we can actually then say to you, come and listen to this guy. We'll work with him to create that content, to make sure that the staging is done, the equipment's there, whatever you need. And then we have the accounting part, because if we've got to pay him, that's got to be taken care of. But also the equipment he needs to present and make the whole thing experiential for you, we have to pay for as well. And then it goes through to our operations department, who will actually say, okay, we've got the stage, We've got this guy speaking. The conference department, content department, has actually decided what the subject matter, what time, etc. And they all make sure it happens. And they'll create the back office people, the technical guys, who actually sit there and make sure the lights work and the sound works and the projector works and everything to make this an experience worthwhile. You go away and say, wow, not, oh God, look at that. Yeah, you want to enjoy it, and we want you to enjoy it. So we come to the end of a show, and you know, one of the things is, how do we measure our success? How do we know, did we do well or did we do well? So we have some basic metrics in there. The first ones, the basics we look at, are number of exhibitors. We have 820 exhibitors this year at ISE. That helps you decide that's worth going to. If I said we only have 20, you'll say, oh, you know, I can spend 10 minutes and I'll see all 20. But the fact you know there are 820, you'll say, actually, I need to spend 2, 3, 4 days there. The next metric is our floor space. We show, like most exhibition centres, exhibition organisers, we show floor space in two ways: net square metres and gross square metres. The net square metres are what we physically sell. So when Samsung comes and buys 1,000 square metres from them, from us, we know that's our net. But around it, you've got corridors, because people have to get from A to B. And those corridors in some places have to be 5 meters wide, some places 3 meters wide. And when we add that to the whole lot in there, then that's our gross square meters. So this year, ISE in Barcelona will be 43,000 net square meters. That's the space we've physically sold and have received money for. The gross square meters is probably something around 70,000. So that's the whole space we're using. This is another metric that you'll hear in there. Next thing, which is really key for our exhibitors, is how many people came. How many people actually came to the show? At the moment, normally we'd have about 80,000. We're recovering for two things. One is COVID. The second is that, you know, being new in Barcelona. As of today, we have 34,000 people are pre-registered for the show. We're getting another 2,000-3,000 a day who are still registering to come to the show. And that means we'll probably end up being around 45 to 50,000 people for ISE 2022 attending there. If we get more, I'll be dancing. This is important for our exhibitors. The press want to know. The city wants to know. How successful was it? What's it bringing to the city? But not only how many people came, we want to know who they are, how important were they. Was it a senior manager who has the authority to buy, or is it you guys who will actually influence the buying? You know, you have influence. When you come here and learn, and you tell everybody, we're coming here to learn because of the way we're able to learn here, that actually makes the dean here say, that's why we have to have this equipment. And we have everybody in the middle between that as well. And then the final, we have the success stories. Those companies will go away and say, we did so much business. We sold so many screens, or we met so many new customers. Those are the success stories that help us measure. And finally, when an exhibitor says, I was so happy, I'm coming back next year, and I'm taking the same space or I'm taking more space. This is another metric we use to show our success. So finally we came to the thing of, why Barcelona? Well, I said to you already, we did the whole thing of actually saying, okay, where can we go? And not only which exhibition centre is big enough for us, but we don't want to keep moving. We don't want to be nomads that have to take our tents from the next place to the next place. We've done enough of that. Our commitment is to stay here in Barcelona, and hopefully we will. It will be the right place for us, and we'll continue to remain here. If not, then we'll have to find a new home. But we have here just a few points. What our customers say.
We love coming to ISE every
year. ISE is the largest AV systems integration show in the world.
It's one of our cornerstone events that we attend every year.
It's a must-place show. We call it every year.
We look forward to the show every year.
ISE is innovative, it's global,
and it's very dynamic.
There's a lot of exploration within the different halls. The innovation is really booming. And
I think the energy here is just outstanding.
Number one, number one, number one.
We're already in the planning stages for next year.
Yeah, I don't expect the move to be difficult. It's just a great place to go.
This is the greatest show in the industry. We deserve to go there.
Barcelona is magnificent. It's really a true cosmopolitan destination city. I think our customers are going to enjoy coming.
People can find a lot of opportunities, a lot of innovation. So it's the right place for IEC to be.
I'm just hoping that it brings a brand new audience to the show because of the new location.
There's no place, in my mind, better in Europe than going to Barcelona. To be able to engage with the customers both inside the event and outside the event as well.
Navigating around the city is wonderful. They've got great infrastructure.
In terms of getting back and forth from the center of the city out to
the Fira is so big that we can actually arrange the exhibitors in very logical places.
It's a high technology pavilion. We're in a high technology industry. And it is nothing short of world class. I'm really looking forward to going there.
So in Barcelona, we actually are going to be able to increase our booth size.
We'll have a single presence, but much larger.
Already, we have doubled our space at IEC. In Barcelona, we're going to really amp it up and take it to the next level. You have to come to our booth and see what kind of innovation we're going to showcase.
Barcelona is going to be one great campus venue. I think it's going to be a really wonderful platform.
I'm sure people will have a wonderful experience in Barcelona.
So that's a little bit about there, but final thing on there, what does this do and why is it important for your business? Well, AV in Spain is thriving. We anticipate that by 2026, it's going to be worth more than $3 billion, in this, just the Spanish market alone. Worldwide, we're talking about $329 billion by 2026. So we're in a growing business. What it does is it creates a real ecosystem here. Firstly, when we bring companies here, some of them actually say, we want to make operations here. We want to set up businesses here. So that brings jobs. But more importantly, the biggest sector that benefits from exhibitions is the hospitality business. Hotels, restaurants. Can you imagine everybody who comes in here from outside, they need somewhere to sleep, they need something to eat. So we anticipate that ISE this year will probably bring about 250 million euros to the city. And we anticipate by the time we get to 2026, as the show grows, that's going to be probably about €500 million as an effect of what it brings into the city. And the majority of that will be in the hospitality sector. So with that,
it feels so good. It feels so good. Oh, my mom, don't make my move.
So I hope with that you're ready, and this is the time to get your cameras out. Not take pictures of me, but I'm inviting you to ISE.
Well, actually, the May 12th, Thursday, instead to do the class here, we can do the class there in Barcelona from 4 o'clock until 7, and then we will come back after 7 here. We will not spend the night in Barcelona Thursday night. No way. Because after a trade show, all the attendees and all the exhibitors go to their hotel and sleep well for the next day. Because the nightlife in Barcelona is horrible. And it's the reason why they decide to go to Barcelona, because it's nothing to do after the trade show. It's nothing to visit. It's nothing to visit any restaurant, any club, any the bar, any terrible cocktails. Yeah. Terrible. So after the trade show, they go directly to the hotel and sleep. Yeah. As you, as a student, will probably ask to go and to do the class, walking around the IC and looking at the trade show. So, well, for us, it's an honor, no, to have you here. It's an honor that you invite us, because they are the future leaders.
They are.
And I hope so, because you know, 65 years old, I want to be at home with my...
And let them work.
And let them work. And probably to, as a mentor, no? That's just one day a week, no? It's everything that's okay?
That's okay. So you can use this, scan the code, you go to registration, use this code here, and that will give you free registration. Normally it costs almost €200, but I want to invite you because I know you are our future. I don't want you to pay. I want you to come free of charge as my guest to experience ISE.
Well, thank you very much, and a big applause because of again, we'd like to thank you for your time and for your presentation. And well, we are very pleased of having shared this moment and this session. So, if you have any question or anything that you would like to ask,
any questions?
Convincing.
In your opinion, how fast do you think AV technologies are evolving?
Constantly, every day. We're seeing new things. You know, we're all talking about metaverse at the moment. This would be one of the biggest things happening in AV. You will see a digital Mike Blackman at the show, a hologram of me welcoming people in different places. This may well be the way that we can't go to a meeting somewhere, but we can actually be here and be in another place as a physical image. So AV is changing constantly as companies are developing new ideas, new things on how to move forward. You're seeing cars using more and more AV inside. Look at the Tesla, look at the Porsche. All the electric cars are using screens now, touch screens, etc. So yes, it's constantly evolving.
We have two questions. The first one is that you said before that when we register, they have all our details and they gather the information after we have attended the show. Mm-hmm. So the question is, we usually don't receive detailed information for us. And usually before they ask always questions why they don't give us detailed information that is for our...
Because we don't know beforehand. When you go into our system, we don't know who you are, and we may have approached you already and know you're here, but we don't know what your specific interests are.
Yes,
so what we're trying
to... We are ready.
You've registered already?
Yes.
Okay, so now they're asking you...
They give us the newsletters every month.
Yes.
So the newsletters are broad, are general. They are not specific, and this is for every exhibition. And my question is, why do you think they don't gather the information?
So what should be happening is that the information they're sending you should be more focused from our organization. And if they're not doing that, then there's something that's not wrong in our system. What we should know is that you're interested in hospitality, and we shouldn't be telling you about retail. Well, maybe retail, yes. What we're trying to do is actually, from the information you've given us, is said, okay, these are the areas of interest. Let's give you information on that. If you're getting other information, then it's wrong.
Okay, I was asking because usually this doesn't happen, but
yeah.
And the other question is, I have a curiosity. and disease, why some exhibitions they charge a very high price, and why others they charge only like 15 euros. And this is something I didn't understand.
Truth is, if they're charging 15 euros, they want you. If they're charging the 200 like us, it means we don't want you unless we know you're right. So what we do is actually through our exhibitors, we invite people. I'm inviting you because I know there's a relevance. But if you're on the street, I don't know, are you just somebody who's kicking tires? Did you say that in Spanish? Are you just trying to get out of the rain?
And in the part of the, as the exhibitor, I know that all the people there, they are paying 200 euros, so they want to be there.
Exactly.
So for me, it's potential consumer, potential clients, customers, potential customers. But they are a high level interest to be there. If it's free, if you go for free, you have free, we sent like 1,000, 100,000, 1 million invitations for free. Oh, it's a lot of people. Yeah, but a lot of
not
people,
right,
it's not quality. We want quality. We don't want quantity of people. We want 80,000 attendees that pay 200 euros. So, as exhibitors, says, okay, I'm going there.
Exactly.
Probably you will pay 200 euros just for the curiosity. No? The Mobile World Congress, you pay 800
yeah.
euros. But, and other, it's for free.
It's a filter for us. Basically, it says if you're prepared to pay 200 euros, generally you can write that off in your business, and so you're relevant. But if you say, "I don't know if I want to pay 200 euros," then we'll probably say you're probably not relevant for us.
No.
If you have to think about that, we considered, do we charge 800? We think that's too much for a business,
no.
But we know 200 is around the price where a company will say, that's the cost of doing business. But it's enough to keep the public out.
Okay, the last question. There are some examples that that are this case, but I'm sure there are other exhibitions that they use that strategy to have a very low price. And so in those cases, they do another strategy.
If an exhibition has a low price, it's consumer. Yeah. It's not business.
It's not B2B, it's more B2C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions?
So, the next activity that we have with them is a team building activity.
Okay. Where?
To, here.
Okay.
So, it's you know, because MICE, no, it's the leisure part of a corporate or fun event.
We do a lot of these. My organization is...
To understand and to know each other.
It's important.
Yeah.
My organization is split. We have offices in Barcelona, in Munich, in Amsterdam, and in Malta. And I have people who have home offices in different places. And we do a lot of team building when I try to bring people back together, because when everyone's been not seeing each other, it causes, you know, you don't have this thing of working together. So having some fun together helps people get to know each other. We saw the Maslow chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of that. It's having this good feeling about the people you're working with, trusting with them. So that's why team building becomes a really big part of your business that a lot of companies use effectively to create a good working environment.
So we'll see him the May 12th, because the work is already done. The exhibition is going on, so he will be there. Just
I'll be sitting back
having
on my
fun.
Own.
Yeah, fun. So if you see it in the fair, the Fira Barcelona, it's a small one. Eh? So it's like in the middle of nowhere. No? But no, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's really a pleasure for them. Basically, we do this for them,
yeah.
And the university and Jordi. And well, when we think about who can come to spread the word and to change, no? So I hope to see, and we'll confirm.
If you see me, say hello.
Of course.
Of course. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.